You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on this Thursday, August 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Beautiful day out there, Zommers, for August. Brew Crew winning 12 in a row after the big win yesterday at AmFam Field. And that means free George Webb burgers all around. How about that?
Never been to a George Webb. And while this is enticing, I don't think it'll be possible for me to go because
they don't have any in Madison.
Right. And it's free from 2 to 6.
Right.
Our show is 2 to 4.
But you can get a voucher.
That I might try.
Right.
But we'll see. I'll do my best.
J.R. Ratcliffe, who I know appears in our friend Jane Matinera's program, Matinera on Air, in the Journal Sentinel this afternoon, saying that George Webb, for our listeners at WAUK in Milwaukee and those that want to make the drive, the restaurant has set a time for, as Amber said, 2 to 6 next Wednesday, August 20th, at all George Webb locations throughout Wisconsin. 23 of them, mostly in the Milwaukee area. But you can get a voucher available beginning tomorrow, Friday, August 15th, at all locations. Quote, for those that want to savor the moment and enjoy a delicious George Webb hamburger, at a later date, the restaurant said in a newsletter. So George Webb making good on the promises. Only the third time it's happened, twice in the regular season. First time, and for those that weren't with us in hour one, George Webb, the original founder of George Webb, back when the Braves were playing in Milwaukee.
In the 50s, said,
I believe that we're going to get a 12-game win streak, and when we do, we're giving away a big burger promotion. Never happened under the Braves, but the legend continued. And so in 1987, the Brewers kicked off the year with 13 straight wins. And on the 12th one, George Webb made good on his promise of 30 years and gave away free burgers at George Webb. And then in 2018, in the postseason, the Brewers are making their way to the NLCS. They did it again. George Webb gave away free burgers, and now they're doing it again next Wednesday, August 20th, 2 until 6, where you can get a coupon, a voucher, starting tomorrow.
So, Todd, after tomorrow's show, we're hopping in the car, driving down to get a voucher.
That's right.
We'll get maybe also a burger.
Maybe we'll get a voucher and a burger after the show tomorrow. That's not a bad idea, Zommers. So there you go. And by the way, if you would like to go to a Brewers game, they're hot tickets. Right? I mean, hot tickets. Hard to get a ticket right now to a game for the rest of the year. Be listening tomorrow from 6 in the morning until 6 at night. Because for every program across the network, we're going to give you a magical keyword. And then you text in using the Civic Media app. Here's what I'm confused about. Maybe you know the answer to this. Are we giving away tickets on every show, or is it just 4 for the entire day?
It's 4 for the entire day.
4 for the entire day. All right, very good.
You get, if you listen all day, each show has a different keyword, you can get that many entries.
Got it. So it's like stuff in the ballot box.
Right. But it's legal, and part of the rules.
But it's legal. So you start out with Pat Kreitlow on his Up North Mornings from the Morning Show and North Pole program. No, it's morning to Pat Kreitlow. You start out with that from 6 until 9. Pat will give you a word. Parker has it sealed in the other room. He gives it to Pat. Pat gives it to you. Then be listening from 9 until 11 with the fantastically talented and wonderful Jane Matinera and Greg Bach on the Matinera on Air program. They will give you a word. Then 11 to 2, stick around, buy some Bitcoin, and Hartman will give you a word. It's worth it for the word. And then you come on to our show, if you're still listening, come on to our show. Zombers and I will do some stupidity and give you a word. And then stick around for Maggie Dawn, the fantastic Maggie Dawn show from 4 until 6, and then she'll give you a word. And you can enter 4 times throughout the day, and at the end of the day, the computer will randomly draw one of the correct entries, and somebody will be going to a Milwaukee Brewers game for tickets in the beautiful, cushy, fantastic, plush club-level seats, cushioned seats. You got air conditioning concourse behind you. You can order food from your seat using your phone. They'll bring it out to you. Bathrooms just for that area. Couldn't be nicer. Zomers and I have both been there. So if you're saying, man, I really want to get to a Brewers game, but I can't afford it or I can't find tickets, listen tomorrow. Free ticket Friday, but make sure you download the Civic Media app at your Apple or Android device first, because you're going to need that.
The only catch, they will be for a specific game.
Specific game. You have to be able to go to the game we tell you tomorrow.
Also, and it's a statewide contest.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say also, it's a statewide contest. Speaking of statewide, how about Sarah Ashworth and John Muskowski from Wisconsin Public Radio, PBS Wisconsin, respectively, statewide as well. We appreciate them for taking their valuable time to come on our show, talk a little bit about those federal cuts in the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and for Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Apologize, we had a lot of questions during that segment and did not get to really any of them. I guess one we did over the break. But we'll have them back. They said they would be willing to come back, so we will do that, and we appreciate their time. We'll just address a couple of things here off the text line, some of those questions. Somebody texted in from Madison saying, let's see here, because we were talking about the fact that you can't find this programming on YouTube. Somebody says, I disagree. YouTube does do local things, like the local, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS affiliates. That's true. Says, also, they do provide PBS. So that's a good point as well. If you have YouTube TV, you can, if you subscribe to YouTube TV, you can get PBS Wisconsin.
Right. And they did touch on that a little bit, that YouTube can be a vehicle for WPR and PBS Wisconsin to get things to people, but it's not a replacement for it.
Right. And you can't get some of those great programs like John was talking about, I was talking about. You're not going to find, you know, Being Bucky Badger, the story of all these people that were Bucky Badger over the years. You're not going to find Jerry Apps on just, you know, random YouTube channels. Those are things that are produced solely and strictly by PBS Wisconsin. Chris, listening in Blue River on WRCE, says, the cuts to the Corporation of Public Broadcasting is one that cuts to my soul and heart to the core. I began pledging to WPR when I was a college freshman at UW-Richland, a college student. These morons want to destroy anything academic. They fear knowledge, unquote. Talking about the cuts at the federal level. And that's something we learned from Sarah and John, that at least a large majority of the cutbacks we're seeing in Wisconsin programming is due to a 10% cut, roughly, to the monies they received from the federal level.
And, you know, foreseeing that they would do this is why one of the reasons why some of that happened before the announcement was made.
Yeah. Speaking of UW Richland, I thought, you know, I was involved in musicals, plays there. I can remember painting sets with Marilyn Lofthawk, great artist, great person, Marilyn Lofthawk. We would paint, and we listened to All Things Considered or WHHI Highland. That's the WPR station in Southwest Wisconsin. And we'd talk about Orly Baker. He used to be on WRC early in the morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Orly Baker. He was a curmudgeon-y old farmer that they had a radio show, and it was sponsored by a local bank. And he'd tell some story. You know, he'd be like, oh, good morning, everyone. This is Orly Baker. Well, you know, back when I was a kid, we didn't have anything called AI. Well, you know, if you You had to write a letter. Ma just gave you a piece of paper and you sat down with a pen and you wrote a letter. Those are the things that we did. Well, kids today, you know, now they got computers and AI. Nobody has to think for themselves. We used to call that a dunce. You put them in a dunce cap and you put them in the corner and they were a dunce if they didn't know anything. Well, now you got AI to do all your work. Well, you know, the people at Bosque Bell State Bank, they'll do the work for you as well, whether it's your banking, your finance, and they do a live read, you call it, for Bosque Bell State Bank, which is now a different bank now. But that was the show, and he'd have a take on things, an old farmer like that.
A little bit of back in my day.
Right. And he'd always end, at the very end, he'd say, well, time's for now. This is Orly Baker saying goodbye for today. And we would discuss at length, ad nauseum, what in the hell does this time's for now mean? Does it mean that's all the time I have for now? Or does it mean I'll talk to you later? That, you know, time's for now. This is Orly Baker saying goodbye for today.
I'm sure he was right about a lot of things.
Orly was right about a lot of things. Anyway, Robert, listening on WLCX in La Crosse, says, what do the guests identify as the Republican quote-unquote leader's reasons for attempting to dismantle public broadcasting, TV, and radio? I guess Robert was probably talking about the Republican leaders in Washington, D.C. that made these cuts. They really didn't say. Other than, you know, you had a few people on the MAGA side, the Republican leaders that talked about wokeness and all this kind of crap. But as Trigvi Olson, our friend, likes to say, who went to Badger Boy State with former Governor Scott Walker, who also likes to call, Walker does, University of Wisconsin-Madison, quote, a woke den of indoctrination, unquote.
Despite the fact that he sent his kids there.
But he sent his kids there and then puts on Motion W Cardinal and White gear and takes a photo and puts it out as his Christmas card. So, you know, I personally don't think there's a real reason for these cuts other than just spitefulness and meanness. And I truly do think that there is a fear of knowledge by at least some of the MAGA leaders in Washington, D.C. They don't want people to know about history because that could be dangerous. Because guess what? When you know a little history, you learn something. How about that? All right. What else do we have here, Zobbers? We're getting close here. Should we open the thing or should we wait till we come back?
We can open it up.
All right. Here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Welcome back to another edition of What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, just your chance to have your voice heard across the Civic Media Radio Network, all 10 stations, news, weather, and sports. All right, as we said, the Trump tariffs are back in place. Cars. People are saying you're going to pay up to $6,000 more for a car in America now, thanks to the Trump tariffs. Does color matter to you when it comes to cars? The category today, what's worse, red cars or yellow cars? Red cars or yellow cars?
Is this the start of a tongue twister?
I don't know. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, red cars or yellow cars? Give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. Download it, Apple, Android device. Less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, red cars or yellow cars? And while we're at it, is it true that red cars, red vehicles, get pulled over more by law enforcement? Let's discuss that a little bit when we come back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. What did you dial up this time?
Red Barchetta by Rush.
Oh.
It's a song about...
Red Barchetta?
It's a car. It's a song about a...
I thought it was like an Italian bruschetta, red bruschetta.
not this time, no.
Sometimes Homer says, how did I get stuck with this idiot? I appreciate that. Very creative. I like that. What's worse, red cars or yellow cars? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Texter from Eau Claire, Tammy from Eau Claire. Apparently, CFW, the tap. I think our engineers are on that. Thank you, Tammy. I appreciate the heads up. So trying to work out the over-the-air signal up there in beautiful Chippewa Valley. But you can always listen to us. That's the beauty of the app. If we happen to have a little technical difficulties over the air, text us or download the Civic Media app, and you can just scroll through. We're on the first 10 stations, including WCFW 93.5, The Tap in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. What's worse, yellow or red cars or yellow cars? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. PJ, watching on the YouTube, says red cars are statistically, oh, this is great, statistically more likely to be involved in accidents compared to white or yellow cars. Though, they are safer than black, gray, and silver vehicles. Wow.
I imagine it's just because you can see them better.
True. I think that, I have a white truck, but they sound like in the winter, you know. Although with less snow these days, maybe not so much. Also, PJ says, while red is a vibrant, attention-grabbing color, it can also blend with other red elements on the road, like traffic lights or stop signs, potentially leading to increased accident risk. All right, PJ, appreciate that. What's worse, red cars or yellow cars? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jim, listening in beautiful Brookfield and WAUK. Jim, red cars or yellow cars? What's worse?
I would say the yellow cars are worse only because they only look good and in certain cars, a very limited, type of car. Classic example, the 32 Ford that John Milner drove in American Graffiti. That car looked great. Right. That was a 32 classic Ford. Your average car that you see on the road today, you got to go with the red. It stands out more. It is safer. And it just, red's more of a universal color that looks nicer on more cars.
All right, great answer. Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much. Have a great day down there in beautiful Brookfield. What's worse, red cars or yellow cars? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 off of Facebook. Heather, up in the Chippewa Valley in Eau Claire, says yellow cars are worse because your favorite youngest niece punches me every time she sees one. It's cool. What's it say? It's a cool thing the kids do, I guess. I try to beat her to it, but I'm too slow. Well, now that ties in directly with what Chris is talking about here on WRCE in Blue River. Chris says red cars are worse only because we use yellow for slug bugs.
Some things never go away, I guess.
Right, I guess so. 855-752-4842. What's worse, red cars or yellow cars? Henry, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says yellow cars. Enough said. Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX. Red cars are more likely to get pulled over, or so I'm told, but yellow is so rare that everyone would know it's yours. So maybe yellow is worse? I drive a white car myself, Megan says. All right, very good. Matt in Middleton says, MAGA killed the red color for me, so it'll always be worse now. Both get too much attention as a driver, I think, but yellow may cost more to fix. Red is worse. Really? It affects the cost of a car or fixing a car, the color? I didn't know that. What's worse, red cars or yellow cars, Zomers?
I don't know. I think I'm probably going to have to say yellow cars are worse because my dad drives a red truck. And if he heard me say red cars were worse, I think he would somehow just know.
He would not let you back in his red truck?
No, right. No. But actually, I just feel like I agree with our caller before who said that red just looks better on more car designs.
Brett, listening in beautiful Brown Deer, Wisconsin via WAUK, says resale red is the easiest color to sell, but it oxidizes more quickly than any other color. Red is worse because I'm blue at heart. Oh, nicely done. That's funny.
I did not know that it oxidizes more quickly.
Yeah, I didn't know. But maybe there's something in the paint, the colorization.
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to say yellow is worse. I have nothing really against it, but I do like the look of red on more vehicles probably than I do yellow. And also cardinal and white. I'm a Badger fan, so, you know, like a red. There was a time when, you know, I've bought Dodge trucks for a number of years now, and I was looking for a red Dodge Ram, but I ended up.
My dad has.
But I've ended up having, what, two different white ones? A green and two white. So.
There's nothing quite like a bright yellow bug, though.
Right. But what's with the kids beating people up? John.
Yeah, slug bug. You know, punch him in the arm.
I know. John, but Oshkosh, listening to WISS, yellow is worse. Way too many yellow Dodge Neons or similar crappy cars in that color.
I feel like I've seen a lot more red Dodge Neons, but I don't know.
That's really funny. All right, that's another edition of What's Worse. We'll have a brand new one for you tomorrow involving football. Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger and NFL player, will be here tomorrow. We'll be talking about preseason college football on a What's Worse edition. Come on back. Charlie Pittman, news director for Civic Media, has some insight into Wisconsin public broadcasting. So come on back. We'll share that with you and more on the Civic Media Radio. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Zomers on the board. Finishing up a little bit on our earlier discussion on the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Had our guests today, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Sarah Ashworth, and John Mizkowski, director of PBS Wisconsin. Appreciate them being on. And appreciate Charlie Pittman, great news director here at Civic Media, because one of our listeners earlier had a question just saying, you know, because John and Sarah had said that in their view, many of the cuts to both of the entities here in Wisconsin is due to about a 10% cut in federal monies coming from Washington. And so Robert asked the great question, well, what kind of a hair have they got up their rear end out there in Washington, the Republicans, against public broadcasting? My way of putting it. Now, Robert asked it nicer than that. And Charlie Pittman, and this is the best part about this is we have at least one listener. which I really appreciate. Charlie Pittman listening in. And here she's Charlie on the spot. And immediately, and I did not know this until Charlie just sent it to us, that apparently this stuff about public broadcasting was in the big Project 2025 thing. Here's what she writes. She says, this is an excerpt from she has a page number and everything. Page 246 of Project 2025 from the Heritage Foundation, which, of course, we talked about this. Jane Matinair talked about this. A lot of us talked about this ad nauseum to the point people said, shut up. Quit talking about Project 2025. That ain't really going to happen. They're just saying that. They'll never do that stuff. Well, from page 246 of Project 2025, and I quote, every Republican president since Richard Nixon has tried to strip the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, CPB, of taxpayer funding. That is significant, not just because it means that for half a century, Republican presidents have failed to accomplish what they set out to do, but also because Nixon was the first president in office when National Public Radio, NPR, and the Public Broadcasting Service, PBS, which the CPB funds, went on the air, unquote. It goes on to a reasoning later on in this. Quote, a demonstrated pattern of bias. Conservatives will thus reward a president who eliminates this tyrannical situation. PBS and NPR do not even bother to run programming that would attract conservatives. A Pew Research demonstrated in 2014 that 25% of PBS's audience is mostly liberal, and 35% is consistently liberal. That is 60% liberal compared to 15% conservative. And it goes on from there. Later on, says, that may be an acceptable business model for MSNBC or CNN, but not for a taxpayer-subsidized broadcaster, unquote. I mean, this is just wild. And also, Sholly notes that what I just read to you, that is not in the section about the FCC written by Commissioner Brendan Carr, but by Mike Gonzalez, senior fellow at Heritage Foundation and a former journalist. How about that? After removing CPB funding, it also recommends revoking the non-commercial status of stations. That's the type of broadcasting license they have that is different from the ones that Civic Media uses. Other industry experts, Sholly says that she's spoken to, say it's probably a lot less likely to happen because CPB cuts are already devastating and accomplished many of the goals of the Heritage Foundation. How about that? I mean, so again, I think it's unfortunately a great reminder, and thank you again to Sholly, that all these things that were in Project 2025 that a lot of people said Todd was playing Chicken Little, coming true. We've talked about this before, by the way. The Project 2025 tracker, we mentioned it before.
Yep.
We are now up to 46%. Nearly half of the items in Project 2025 have now been implemented and put into place by the Trump administration. So think about that next time you go to the polls. We weren't just joshing you, as they say. We were. And remember, I was down there in Milwaukee, the Republican National Convention. You walked in the hall, and the first thing you saw was a welcome to the Republican National Convention, and in bigger letters, Heritage Foundation. With a cutout of Donald Trump, you could have your picture taken. I mean, they're one and the same. Heritage Foundation is running this thing. It's running Trump. Many thanks to Sholly. 41 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Politico.com headline, AI launches across the government. Or, as the Trump folks like to say, A1. Great steak sauce.
Oh, yes.
If you're into steak sauces. This is Politico. Federal employees will soon be able to try out popular artificial intelligence tools, part of a controversial Trump administration effort to automate more of the government. The U.S. General Services Administration, GSA, said this morning it will launch USAI. This is real. USA in capital letters, small lowercase I. They claim it to be a secure platform designed to let employees experiment with popular AI models made by OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Meta. The website is framed as a way to advance the Trump administration's broader AI action plan and deliver, quote, a competitive advantage to the American people, unquote, according to GSA Deputy Administrator Stephen Eichen, who put out a statement this afternoon. The initiative comes at a time when AI threatens to displace federal workers whose jobs are already under siege by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, the made-up department that my editorializing the political story, because it's not an actual agency. Congress never approved it. It wasn't funding. It was doji. Elon Musk was heading it up. He's gone, and so is the quote-unquote big balls employee. That's what he called himself. Back to the political story. The emerging technology is also developing a clip that the government, known for its bureaucratic process and uneven tech adoption rates, has historically struggled to keep pace with. And it goes on from there. Look, I worked in government. I fully admit and understand that some government agencies can be slow. And if overseen by a trustworthy, normal administration, there might be room for this. But I'm telling you, based on the track record so far of this administration, I wouldn't be logging into anything that they oversee or have control over or anything else. We know that Elon Musk already basically broke in, has our social security numbers, all of our stuff, got put on the dark web. China has it. Anybody wants it. It's out there. Steve in Milwaukee texting in says, Heritage Foundation has been getting a lot of protesters visiting their offices along with Fox News offices, and for good reason. Well, maybe people are starting to wake up and smell the coffee, as they say. We'll keep following that. As I say, I am convinced I will meet my death, my demise, at the paws of an AI automated mechanical dog. I just think that's how I'm going to go. If something's going to go awry, I'm going to be trying to, you know, feed it something or take it on a leash, and it will turn on me, and it'll be all over.
Todd, I think immersion therapy might be the key here. I think I need to find someone who works in robotics to bring a dog to have on your show, a robot dog.
That would scare the bejesus out of me. I would not want it anywhere near me.
We can start with it across the room.
All right. I want to get to this because I messed it up yesterday. I was loopy. I was tired. My glasses were bad. Because this is really important. The Dignity Index. This is fascinating to me. The Dignity Index. Tim Shriver is former head of the Special Olympics, which was founded by his mother, Eunice Kennedy Shriver. He's also the son of the Peace Corps founding leader, Sarge Shriver. Tim realized that we Americans need to treat each other better, especially in our political discourse. He and others came up with the Dignity Index. It measures the speech of our political leaders and others, even ourselves. It's an 8-point index that gives high grades for respectful discourse that affirms the value of the other person. It gives low grades for divisive discourse that shows contempt. By focusing on the speech and not the speaker, the Dignity Index is designed to draw our attention away from the basis and biases of partisan politics and toward the power we each have to heal our country and each other. Let me step away. This is fantastic because it's simply looking at the words and not who's necessarily saying them. It takes the personality out of it. Back to the story. So level one on the Dignity Index, level one, escalates from violent words to violent actions. It's a combination of feeling the other side is less human and calling for or approving violence. An example, quote, they're not even human. It's our moral duty to destroy them before they destroy us, unquote. That'd be a level one example. Level two, accuses the other side not just of doing bad or being bad, but promoting evil. Example, those evil people, and they're even going to ruin everything if we let them. Let us, or it's us or them, unquote. Level three, attacks the other side's moral character, not just their compatibilities or competence. Here's an example of level three. We're the good people and they're the bad people. It's us versus them, unquote. I've heard a lot of that on both sides of the political spectrum. Level four, mocks and attacks the other side's background, their beliefs, their commitment, their competence, their performance. Here's an example, level four, quote, we're better than those people. They don't really belong. They're not one of us, unquote. Look at this index, the Dignity Index, level five. Listens to the other side's point of view and respectfully explains their own goals, views, and plans. Here's an example of five. Quote, the other side has a right to be here and a right to be heard. They belong here too. Much different tone, right? Level six, sees it as a welcome duty to work with the other side to find common ground and to act on it. Here's level six, quote, we always talk to the other side, searching for values and interests we share, unquote. pretty good. Going to come back, finish this up. The Dignity Index, because I think if we really listen to this and try to implement it, we'd improve our understanding of each other, our friends, and our neighbors. Come on back. Wrap up the Dignity Index on the other side. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Check of weather, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, covering Packers training camp as they continue on without Jordan Love for at least a couple more weeks. Malik Willis at the helm for the Packers as Love recovers from that thumb injury. And then another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Join Maggie and her guests, always informative. And then Mr. Pete Schwabba, our friend, our colleague, always entertaining. He was a little snarky last night. He was a little irritated. Maybe the heat got to him. I forget what he was talking about, but it made me laugh. Maybe I'm like, oh, it was a promo. Maybe you were Conrad did it. He was
the cookie dough.
He was snarky about cookie dough.
Yeah, I made that. That was
pretty good.
At first, not
cookie dough. He was snarky about the fact that cookie dough has been put into ice cream.
Yes, and I will say at first when Conrad told me that was a discussion, I was like, I guess I'll make this into a promo, but I morally disagree. And then I actually listened to what Pete had to say, and you know what? He won me over a little
bit. He's not wrong. I don't think he's wrong about that. So Pete Schwabba tonight from 6 until 8. Brewers off today, traveling to Chicago. They'll get back underway, try to make it 13, which would tie a franchise record from 87 in terms of wins in a row. It'll be the Brewers at Cincinnati. Game time starts at 5:05 across many of these stations. And then first pitch a little after 5:30 local time here in Wisconsin. Again, the Brewers won 12 in a row last night. George Webb announcing this afternoon they're going to give free burgers away at all George Webb restaurants from 2 until 6 next Wednesday, August 20th. You can also pick up a voucher. We call them coupons back home tomorrow. At all locations as well. Want to finish this Dignity Index up. This is great. Started by Tim Shriver, former head of the Special Olympics. His mom was Eunice Kennedy Shriver, of course. And we were on number 7. Here's number 7. Number 7 wants to fully engage the other side, discussing the deepest disagreements they have to see what breakthroughs they can find. Here's an example, number 7 out of 8. Quote, we fully engage with the other side, discussing even values and interests we don't share, open to admitting mistakes or changing our minds. Now, level 8 sees oneself in every human being, refusing to hate anyone and offering dignity to everyone. Here's an example of 8. Quote, each one of us is born with inherent worth. So we treat everyone with dignity, no matter what, unquote. The Dignity Index is a starting place to ease divisions, prevent violence, and actually solve problems. Violence, like the shootings that keep happening around the country, we could do more than thoughts and prayers. The Dignity Index is one of many positive steps happening across America. Find it all on the web, of course, www.dignity.us, or just Google it up, as my old boss likes to say, dignity, D-I-G-N-I-T-Y, dignity, dignity.us. I think that's really good. Do I always practice that? No, but I wish to thank you, Zomers, for putting it on the screen. We should all, myself included, strive to do more of that. By the way, we'll try to get to some of this tomorrow, Zomers. Don't let me forget. August recess for Congress. The peer freshman Congressman Republican Tony Weed off to Israel for a junket. Scotty Fitzgerald, Congressman Republican of Juneau, off to a quote-unquote bipartisan trip to Brussels, London, and Dublin. to discuss European issues. Meanwhile, Democrat U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin using the break to go on a statewide Fighting for Wisconsin Families tour to hear from Wisconsinites about the impact of Trump administration's policies. That's why she keeps getting reelected. Also, I'll give credit a little bit to a Republican of Janesville, U.S. Congressman Brian Stiles, says he'll continue holding in-person town halls despite the recent ruckus meeting he hosted in Elkhorn. This all from wispolitics.com. Meanwhile, out in Washington, D.C., Trump takes control of the Metropolitan Police of Washington, D.C. Their mayor, Mayor Bowser, is going to Martha's Vineyard for the evening, according to CBS, for a quote-unquote prior family commitment, and will be returning to D.C. tomorrow. What's up with these Democratic mayors?
I don't know.
Mayor Bowser in D.C. going to Martha's Vineyard? The mayor of Los Angeles, took that safari trip to Africa while Los Angeles was burning last year? Don't these people have any sense of just the moment?
Duty, urgency.
I can't tell you how many times when I worked in politics, my bosses, something would happen in the state or the district, and they'd say, well, I guess I'm not going with my family on vacation this weekend.
Right, exactly. It's part of the job.
It's part of the job, and it's terrible optics. So you got D.C. being taken over, and Mayor Bowser says, I got to go to Martha's Vineyard.
You know, my city is being taken over. But
not a great look.
That's unfortunate.
Here's something more important. Didn't have breakfast this morning. Had to get my teeth cleaned at the dentist today. By the way, I really like my dentist and my hygienist, Dr. Rob Bradley and Jeanette, the hygienist. And so First Choice Dental, by the way, over on Junction Road. And so I couldn't eat breakfast because I can't eat for a while. And I had some errands to run before I came in, and I passed a Culver's, and I thought, wait a minute, new concrete mixers with breakfast cereal. I had a Lucky Charms custard concrete mixer.
Really?
Delicious. Welcome to Magically Delicious.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
All right. Many thanks to Sarah Ashworth of Wisconsin Public Radio, John Miskowski of PBS Wisconsin, Zomers on the board, all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. This is Todd saying whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow with Brady Ewing. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.